often do you get a chance to buy something you really need of higher quality at a lower cost? Hi, I'm Rob West. You're probably thinking, not very often. Well, you'll get a chance to do just that today. Lauren Gydeck joins us with the details. Then we have lots of great listener questions ahead, but we won't be taking your live calls today because this program is pre-recorded. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, we always look forward to having our friend Lauren Gydeck on the program. She's Vice President of Communications and Media at Christian Healthcare Ministries, an underwriter of this program. Lauren, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back on the program, Rob.
Absolutely. You know, Lauren, we often recommend that folks do some spring cleaning of their finances at this time of year, and that means looking at some expenses that are taken for granted, like health insurance. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great time to take another look at finances. They're kind of already on people's mind because we're just coming out of tax season. And, you know, some people got a refund. So it's a good time to think about savings goals and polish up that budget a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And one way folks can cut their costs is by finding more affordable health care. And joining Christian Healthcare Ministries is a great way to do that. So I'd love for you to take a moment and just give us a rundown of the options and rates.
Yeah, I'd be glad to do that. First, though, I want to make sure that your listeners know that Christian Healthcare Ministries is not an insurance company. We are a biblically based alternative to health insurance, and we've been around for over 40 years, shared over $10 billion in medical bills during that time. So, but as far as the programs are concerned, we have bronze at only $92 a month with a $5,000 personal responsibility. A silver program with $138 a month for $2,500 personal responsibility. Our gold program is $240 with $1,000 personal responsibility. And then our senior share program is only $115 a month with zero personal responsibility.
And still staggering to think about $10 billion with a B shared since 1981. Now, we said that this is an opportunity to get something that's not only less expensive, but also greater value. So talk to us about why being a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries is actually better than most health insurance.
Sure. Yeah. What our members tell us they really appreciate about CHM is they're not limited to a provider network.
Yeah.
So they can go to the doctor or hospital of their choice. You know, as long as the treatment is eligible according to the CHM guidelines, they can have that confidence to work with their doctor, you know, and not have to wait on treatment, but get done whatever they need to get done.
Yeah. And another thing, of course, is that CHM has a faith component. Speak to that for a moment.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. So CHM draws our concept from the New Testament, where it says in the book of Acts that all of the believers pooled their resources together and they shared what they had. So CHM does that in a very practical way nowadays with medical costs. And we also, you know, it's so important to us, the spiritual component of what we do. So we also pray for each other. We send each other cards and emails of encouragement. And it's just a really great example of the greater body of Christ.
It really is. And Lauren, for somebody out there today who's saying, exactly how does this work? When I show up to the doctor to get my treatment, what happens then? Would you just explain that quickly?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So when you go to the doctor, you just let them know that you are a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's not an insurance company, but you tell them that you're a self-pay patient because legally that's the case. And a lot of times they will have an automatic discount that they will give you. And or our staff can help negotiate the medical bills on the back end on your behalf. And then you send the bills to CHM and we'll make sure that they qualify according to our guidelines and send you a check for reimbursement.
Okay, so you pay the medical provider and CHM sends you a check as long as the medical bills meet the guidelines, right?
Correct. And you can also set up a payment plan too.
Excellent. Well, I know even members of our team, Lauren, have been a part of CHM for a long time, and it has been an incredible blessing, especially with the rising costs of healthcare expenses. We so appreciate you being here today. We'll have you back real soon, okay?
Thank you. It's wonderful talking with you.
Folks, if you'd like to learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries, go to chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi. Back with your questions after this. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Stick around.
You know, there's so much peer pressure and so many eroding factors in our culture that are bringing in the idea that gender is fluid and that somehow orientation is fixed, which is the other way around.
Satan is a specialist in confusion and manipulation in order to fool people into believing his lies.
You know, what are the intrinsic value of femininity? What is the intrinsic value of masculinity? Is it okay to be a man? Is it okay to be a woman?
And even using the church in his schemes.
It's a place where the church ought to be able to respond more graciously.
In the special edition DVD from the AFA Cultural Institute, Practical Ways to Minister to the Sexually Broken, Stephen Black and Laura Lee Stanlake help us understand and deal with the questions and struggles of identity and show us how we can effectively and gracefully share God's truth. Order it today when you visit resources.afa.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
The Friends of Israel Today keeps a finger on the pulse of what's happening in Israel.
Yesterday, there were 66 new wounded soldiers, which in Israel, numbers, it's a lot of wounded soldiers.
Yes.
Relatively to the United States, it's like you had in one day 500 soldiers would be getting wounded.
Yes.
Or 1,000, okay? The hospitals in Israel are full with the wounded soldiers. They get the rehabilitation start now.
Hear the Friends of Israel Today every Saturday afternoon at 2 Central on AFR.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Hey, let me just remind you here at the midpoint of the month, Faith and Finance is listener supported. That just simply means that we rely on your generous tax-deductible contributions to fund our work here to help you be a wise and faithful steward of God's money. If you'd consider a gift of any amount, and we mean that, whether it's $4, $40, $400, or $4,000, whatever you might be able to share with the ministry, we'd certainly be grateful. It's quick and easy to do that online. You just head to faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com and just click the give button. And if this ministry has been an encouragement to you, maybe you've found something helpful or valuable on this program and you'd like to make a gift, we'd certainly appreciate it. Again, faithfi.com. Just click give. Let's begin today in South Carolina. We'll talk to Cheryl first. Go right ahead.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question about my mortgage. I have a $225,000 mortgage left on my home.
Okay.
I'm 70 years old. I have like maybe $130,000 liquid assets in the bank. And I'm just wondering if I should pay a lump sum toward the principal, you know, just to help with the interest rate and the interest that's on the loan. I need some guidance with that.
Sure. Do you know what the interest rate is, Cheryl?
5.25, I believe it is.
Okay. Yeah. How long have you had this mortgage?
Since 2018.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a little surprised that it's that high. Did you have a credit score that was on the low end or a lack of income?
Originally, it was my husband passed away last year, and originally it was under his name, so he handled all of it.
Okay.
I'm just, inheriting the home.
Sure. Yes, ma'am. Well, you may want to check on that. You may find that it's actually a little bit lower than that. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. But it also may be that 5.25, and I think that does factor in. You know, if it was 2.75 or 3.25, obviously that's a very low interest rate. This is a little higher, and, that money in savings is certainly not earning after you pay taxes on the interest, going to earn for the foreseeable future, at least, enough to offset the cost of the insurance. So it does make sense for you to pay it off, both to get out of debt so you're free and clear, but also because you're going to spend more in interest than you're making with that sitting in savings or even a CD. Let me ask you, just in terms of, the non-financial side of this, not the dollars and cents and the interest that you're going to pay, but just the peace of mind and even your own conviction from the Lord, are you wanting this to get paid off just as soon as you can, or are you comfortable just paying on it over time if it makes sense financially?
As soon as I can.
Okay, sure. And I can understand that. I know that with owning your home comes a lot of peace of mind, of security in that. And so I can certainly appreciate that. Now, you mentioned you had $130,000 in savings. Is that the extent of your liquid savings, Cheryl?
Yes.
Okay. And so that would include what I call your emergency fund. That's all in one place.
Okay. The emergency fund is somewhere else.
Okay, and what do you have in your emergency fund?
Mm-hmm. I have about $20,000.
Okay, yeah, great. And what would you say on average you spend over a month's time?
Let's see, with the mortgage, two, four. Maybe $2,500. I'd say $2,500.
Yeah, that's great. And let's just round it up because maybe there's some things that come, a couple of times a year or, don't happen every month. So let's say it's on average $3,000 a month. So if you were to have 6 months expenses, that's $18,000. So you've got a little bit more than that. That's great. Now let's talk about your income. Are you living on Social Security? Do you also have a pension? What are your income sources?
Social Security, and I have a small pension, and I'm
okay.
Retired.
Sure. And are you taking a spousal benefit or a survivor's benefit or your own benefit?
Spousal.
Okay. Yeah. And so even, your own benefit, the spousal benefit was higher. The survivor's benefit was higher than your own, obviously. Is that right?
Yes, it was. Yep. It is.
Very, very good. And the Social Security and pension, is that enough to cover all of your bills every month with a little bit left over?
No, it's not.
Okay, so how are you supplementing that shortfall?
I'm pinching every month
off
of my savings.
I see. Okay. Yeah, and what would you say in a typical month you're pulling from your savings to make your budget work?
I would say maybe close to maybe $800.
Okay. As much as $800 per month out of the $130,000, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And so that's a little bit higher than I would like. The other challenge we've got is if you were to put a substantial amount of that $130,000 against the mortgage, it would be great if we got to the place where we could pay off the mortgage, because then you'd eliminate your largest expense every month, which is that mortgage payment. The problem is by you paying, let's say you put $100,000 against that $225,000 mortgage, that's not going to change your payment one bit, even though it drops it from $225 to $125. The payment stays level unless you refinance it or pay it off. So it's not going to help your budget, except now you've drained your cash way down and, you know, you're in a situation where, you know, you're pulling more than you should. And so you're going to deplete that over time. And then at that point, we've got nothing to fall back on and you still have the mortgage. And so you're not really cutting any expenses. So I think at this point, we've got a couple of options. I think number one is, if you're comfortable taking a little bit of risk, and I say a little bit because we can manage that with the kind of portfolio that would be built, but you know, one option is to hire an advisor who would build a portfolio where with that $130,000, he or she would buy a mix of maybe CDs and some high quality government and corporate bonds, and then maybe a small portion of stocks. The idea would be that, you know, you get that up to where you could take 5% a year and never deplete the principal. Now, 5% is lower than what you're pulling now. I mean, 5% on $130,000 is $6,500 a year, which is only $550 a month. You're pulling, you know, $250 more than that. So I'd want you to try to get that down a little bit if you can. The goal is for you never to deplete this money, and you'd, you know, still be able to, you know, maintain it so that you could tap into it if you needed to, but it's also there to cover your expenses. The other option is to replace your existing mortgage with what's called a reverse mortgage, where essentially you wouldn't necessarily take any extra money out of the home's value, but the reverse mortgage would pay off the current mortgage. So immediately you would get rid of that monthly payment. Now your income need is much less because your biggest expense is gone. And at that point, that balance that was paid off by the reverse mortgage, so in this case, $225,000, it would grow only by the interest that would be inside it and any fees, but not because you're continuing to draw the equity out. And then when you pass away or you sell the home, the mortgage, reverse mortgage, would be paid off out of the proceeds of the sale of the home. Is that a term you're familiar with, a reverse mortgage?
Yes, I am. Okay. Now, my question with that is, if I leave the home to a relative, how would that, you know, work with the reverse mortgage for that?
It's a great question. And the answer is, at the time of your death, the home would be sold. Whatever balance exists on the reverse mortgage would be paid out of the proceeds of the home sale. And then whatever's left would be passed to your heirs or go to charity based on your will. I've got to take a break, Cheryl, but I want to finish up with you on the other side of this break so we can just finish our conversation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Is God calling you to ministry? It's time to multiply your capacity for ministry with an affordable degree. The Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry at Wesley Biblical Seminary is the degree for you. When God called you to ministry, He called you to preparation. This degree is the education that you need to put all the pieces together for an amazing life of ministry. You will graduate with a confidence for ministry that is backed up by your competence in the scriptures, theology, and ministry. Come learn with a trusted seminary that will help you become a faithful leader. Learn more at wbs.edu.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Thoughts of the child you were carrying keep pouring over in your mind. A deep, unrelenting sadness overshadows your days, and you wonder if you will ever feel whole again. There is hope and healing from a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline, 866-482-LIFE, and talk with someone who has been where you are. Your call is confidential, and we will help you find healing. 866-482-LIFE.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Well, we'd always wanted to leave some of our money for God, but we didn't know where or how.
Bernie and Alice Larson are faithful supporters of the American Family Association.
We felt like this was put into our laps as answer to our prayers as to what we could do after we're gone.
You can learn more about charitable annuities and other financial products at AFAFoundation.net or call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Our team is away today, so don't call in, but we lined up some great questions in advance, and we'll be going to those here in just a moment. Let me also remind you that the advice that I give each day on this program is general in nature. We offer principles and ideas that apply at a high level. They are not personalized, so that's why you should always seek professional financial advice. And if you'd like to find a professional who shares your values, we, of course, here at Faith and Finance Live recommend the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. These are men and women who've met high standards and they've been trained to bring a biblical worldview of financial decision making. You can find one at faithfi.com. Before the break, we were talking to Cheryl in South Carolina. She's got about $225,000 left on a mortgage. Her husband passed away a year or so ago, and she's looking at whether or not, with $130,000 that she has liquid in savings at 70 years old, does it make sense to pay that toward the principal? The only challenge we were talking about before the break is that she's pulling about $800 a month from that $130,000 to supplement her pension and Social Security. And, you know, that's about, 8% a year, which is about double, Cheryl, what I would normally like to see you pull, and about 4% from an account like that, and where the account is invested, albeit very conservatively, but still invested. So it has the potential to grow and offset the amount that you're pulling out. We did talk briefly before the break as well about the possibility of a reverse mortgage, which would pay off the existing mortgage and at least eliminate that payment. The only problem is, upon further investigation, you're not quite at that 50% level of equity, and you would need 50% and at least 62 years old, which you are, but not at 50% equity, and so the reverse mortgage would not be an option. So I think at this point, again, I don't think it's going to solve anything for you to drop a big lump sum on the house. I think the key would be a couple of things. Number one is, can we reduce expenses? Is there any way to get the overall expenses down? And should we, given that you have an emergency fund separate from this, should you connect with an advisor and talk about investing this $130,000 such that you could begin to grow it at least modestly so that you could offset, if not all of what you're pulling out every month, a good bit of it over time, not in any 1 month or quarter or even a year, because it could be up or down with the market, but where you've got some growth in there to offset what you're pulling out. And the combination of you trying to get your expenses down, maybe even working part-time, but also getting this invested, you know, is going to slow the rate of withdrawal so that we're not, you know, seeing this balance come down. And then, unfortunately, we would just have to kind of get used to the fact that this mortgage is going to be with us for a while. And, you know, that is just the reality of it, because I think you depleting the money by putting it against the principal, although I love that, doesn't help you with the budget crunch, because you just don't, you know, have enough there, and you're not going to get rid of the mortgage payment unless you pay it off in full. But give me your thoughts on all that.
It sounds really good. The advice, yes, I will use that. I may, like you say, hire an advisor to help me further with this.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Well, at least it gives you something to think and pray about, Cheryl. You can find a Certified Kingdom Advisor there in South Carolina on our website, faithfi.com, faithfi.com. Just click Find a Professional, and you can find a list of CKs in your area. God bless you. Thank you for calling. Hey, stay on the line. I want to send you a book. It's called Wise Women Managing Money, and it was written by our good friend Valerie and Miriam Neff, mother and daughter. When Miriam's husband passed away, Bob Neff, she wrote this for women who were going through the similar thing, where they are now kind of in this role of money manager, and just will offer some encouragement and some wise help with regard to money management. So stay on the line. We'll get that right out to you. Let's go to Illinois. Hi, Linda. Go right ahead.
My uncle passed away about 6 years ago, and my aunt just found out last week that he had funds in a checking account. We contacted the bank and were told that the funds were sent to the state. So my question is, how can I help my aunt claim the funds from the state?
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I know this happens more often than we might realize. Is your aunt in Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. So a couple of places you could go. One is specific to the state of Illinois, and it's the state treasurer. And according to my notes here, they're holding about $2.5 billion with a B in unclaimed funds for folks that live in the state of Illinois. And if you just do an internet search for unclaimed money, Illinois, you'll see that right there at the top of the page will be something called iCash. And you can click the link and initiate the process of getting this property returned, as long as she can be properly ID'd and there won't be any cost. And that would be the place that I would start, because this is dealing directly with the state treasurer of the state of Illinois. Again, it's called iCash. And if you just Google search unclaimed money, Illinois, you'll find the link to it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Winter Haven, Florida. Hi, Brianna. Go right ahead.
Hi, Rob. I was wondering if you could speak about health savings accounts and if that's something that's recommended for people to have and what age would be ideal to open one.
Yeah, I appreciate that question, Brianna. I like health savings accounts a lot. It's a great way to save money on your health costs and even to save for retirement, because if you're able, and not everybody is, but if you're able to kind of fully max it out during the year, the contribution limit is $8,300 for a family this year in 2024, $4,150 for an individual. If you don't use it all, and by the way, that money goes in, tax deferred, and it comes out tax free if it's used for qualified medical expenses. If you don't use it, you can build it up. You can even invest it. And then there's some benefits to having access to it in retirement. It does require that you have to have what's called an HDHP, a high deductible health plan, in order to qualify for that. So that means a deductible of at least $1,600 for self-only coverage, $3,200 minimum deductible for family. So if you've got a high deductible health plan, then you qualify for an HSA, and I like it. 100% tax-free for eligible medical expenses. And again, if you're healthy, you're not using it all up every month, and you can build it up over time and invest it, it could be a great additional retirement savings vehicle for you down the road. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance. Stay with us. Did you know the average person walks nearly 2,000 miles a year? Now think about the millions of children around the world who risk disease and miss out on opportunities simply because they walk those 2,000 miles without a decent pair of shoes. Around the world, Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls provides access to health, education, hope, and opportunity through the gift of shoes. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child right now.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
So for God to speak is for God to engage in self-revelation. We only know God because God has condescended to speak to us.
The God Who Speaks is a 90-minute documentary that answers many of the common objections about the Bible's reliability. The film equips believers to confidently base their lives on the power of God's Word. It's available at streaming.afa.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
So thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Our goal in this program, to help you be a wise and faithful steward. That means we have to start with the idea that God owns it all. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Therefore, we're His money managers or stewards of His resources and money. Well, money's a tool to accomplish His purposes. So we should really start with our values and priorities as believers and then order our financial lives accordingly, heeding the counsel of Scripture, applying principles, and then building a spending plan based on how much is enough, asking God what lifestyle He's called us to, and then building a plan that allows us to give every dollar a name, but not letting the world or the culture or a system built on materialism inform our decisions, but really making our decisions in light of what's most important to us. Well, we want to help you do that on this program each day, not being in pointing a finger at you or trying to discourage you in any way. We want to be hopeful and encouraging as we help you apply God's wisdom to your financial life. So what are you thinking about today? What decisions are you trying to make? We'd love to tackle those with you. Back to the phones we go to Rice, Washington. Hi, Elaine. Go right ahead.
Hi, Rob. So I have a question. My husband and I, we just sold our house, and we're close to retirement age. Actually, my husband would like to retire. He'll be 70 in July. Okay. I'm working part-time. And what we're wanting to know is what would be a prudent amount to reinvest in another home, either to build a home or to buy one. So I can just tell you really quickly what we currently have.
Sure.
In available cash. We have about $1.2 million available cash. And in our IRAs, our TSPs, we have $500,000.
Okay. So
our expenses, go ahead.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
So our expenses, well, in the past, our expenses have been about $6,000. But of course, now we're actually house sitting for a friend of ours. So our expenses are much less. But we were calculating, you know, wherever it is that we buy or we build, that our expenses would probably be about $4,000. And right now our income is about $5,000.
Okay. But that includes your part-time work?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it includes your Social Security.
Yeah, got it. And how much of that that you're bringing in every month, roughly $5,000, is your part-time income?
$3,800.
Okay, so a good bit of it. And then are you eligible for Social Security at this point?
I am.
But are you taking it?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And so how far is that, just based on your current plans?
Okay. As far as when I'm going to take it, I actually tried to sign up for it and they've lost some of my paperwork or something and they're telling me to get a hold of them and I can't get a hold of anybody. So it's sort of in limbo right now because my plan, I'm 67, I'll be 68 in August. And I believe my Social Security estimated income is 2,600.
Okay. But his is only about 2,200 currently.
No, his is 13.
Oh, 13.
His is really low.
Okay.
Right. He's a real estate agent, so.
Okay. Yeah. So he didn't pay a lot in. So 1,300. You said yours, you're estimating is about 2,600. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So that would give you
3,000 if I waited till I was 70.
Yeah. And are you planning to continue to work for the foreseeable future, or would you like to stop?
My husband shakes his head. He doesn't want me to. He doesn't want me to continue to work, but I think I'll probably work for at least another year.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
It depends
on
where we buy a house, because then it would maybe not be close to my work.
Sure. And so maybe this is a blessing in disguise, because if you continue to work for another year and you delayed, you're taking your Social Security, I mean, that could get you up from 2,600, you know, maybe by another 8% or so before you started taking. And I think, you know, because you guys are right on the bubble there of having enough, assuming, you know, you'd buy this next house with cash, you're right there on the bubble of having enough to float your expenses just through Social Security alone. You know, every 8% matters in terms of you saying, okay, with cost of living adjustments, you know, at least the basic expenses are covered. And then obviously if we have to dip into our assets for long-term care or something unexpected, we want to take a big trip, we can do that at that point. Now, in terms of, so the 1.2, is that the proceeds from your home sale?
Not all of it. We walked away with $803,000 for our home sale.
All right. But you've got a 1.2 in essentially cash taxable accounts, and then the $500,000 is the total that's in retirement accounts?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, very good. And then, you know, as you're just kind of looking based on, I mean, you've got options here, obviously, because you've lived modestly, your expenses are basically going to be covered by Social Security, whether that happens in a month or, you know, 13 months from now, you know, you're going to be right there on the bubble. So you've got options in terms of how much house you would want to buy, because you don't have to touch the, you know, the retirement plan. And then you'd have, you know, still quite a bit of money. I assume you're trying to downsize. You'd still have quite a bit of money and savings, and all that's just going to be continuing to grow. So as you look around in terms of location, where you'd like to be, proximity to work and church and family, and just the kind of lifestyle you want, what are you thinking you want to spend?
Well, so right now we have a bid for a shell, you know, with a shop and a home, kind of a shom situation.
Okay,
and
sure.
That bid is $257,000. And so my husband thinks that probably in order for us to make it livable, we'd probably have to put in another $200,000 to $250,000.
Yeah.
So then we'd be up at $500,000. With, you know, so one of the things that we keep asking ourselves is, do we want to start all over? Because he's going to be 70 and I'm 67. And do we want to start all over? We have horses, so it means, you know, building some kind of a barn shelter situation for the horses. Or do we buy, or do we spend a little bit more money, well, maybe about $300,000 more money, and buy something that's already totally set up? So that's where our dilemma is.
Yeah, and I think you could go either way, because, I mean, even if we go to that, let's call it an extreme, it's really not, but let's say that extreme, and you said, okay, we're going to put $800,000 toward the house, that's still going to leave you $900,000 between the cash you'd have available, and we'd want to earmark a certain amount of that for maybe 12 months worth of living expenses. But let's say, you know, we were to still keep, you know, $850,000 plus the $500,000 that you've got in retirement accounts. You know, if that's managed properly, meaning, you know, invested fairly conservatively, I mean, that could throw off another $36,000 a year, another $3,000 a month that you don't even really need, but you could begin to draw that. And I would be very comfortable with that at 4% a year. So I think even by going to that level, by saying this, you know, causes us to be set up, we're not having to do the renovation, it gives us the lifestyle we want, it's still an asset that could be sold down the road if we want to really downsize. And real estate, although it's growing slower, it's not going down. We're not in a bubble situation here. So, I mean, I think you've got options, again, because of the way you've accumulated assets, you're living modestly. And so even if you spend $800,000, I think with $900,000 still remaining, or $850,000 plus an emergency fund, you're in good shape, because that's just continuing to grow. And you could very easily add $1,000 a month to your living expenses and still be pulling way less than what I would say you could pull. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does. That does.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, is that you said conservative investment. Our investments right now are kind of on the more
not conservative.
Okay, yeah, and I think that's an opportunity for you because, you know, at age 70, we would probably say, you know, I mean, assuming, let's say, you know, that's both of your age, I realize you're a little younger, you probably want somewhere between 30 to 40% in stocks, you know, and then 50 to 60 or 60 to 70% in bonds, maybe with as much as 10% in precious metals. So maybe it's time to get more conservative. But I hope that helps. Thanks for your call, Lane. May the Lord bless you.
We're going to talk about the further issue, our response, who's behind this.
Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7.
Talk is cheap.
Honest, insightful.
Doing nothing is creating chaos in the world, danger for America.
Sandy Rios informs listeners from a Christian worldview.
It's time to act in the polls, because I have to tell you, most of them are just doing nothing.
Listen on the podcast page at afr.net.
The FDA did approve this particular over-the-counter drug for terminating early pregnancies. This is a policy that not only should be challenged, it was challenged. This is a study that's done, and this is the data, this is the science. You can always question that and say, well, who is funding this research? Are these geared toward a specific outcome? But that also begs the question, where is our funding on our side for better studies?
Jenna Ellis in the morning, weekdays at 7 Central on American Family Radio.
If you enjoy this radio program, you're going to love all of the many different resources waiting for you at faithfi.com. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with the community of thousands of Christians striving to be good and faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at faithfi.com.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Well, I'm so thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Hey, let me ask you a question. Have you ever read the Bible through cover to cover? Well, if you haven't done it, I recommend it. When you look at the scope of God's Word from Genesis to Revelation, you'll see a lot of recurring themes. One of those is the concept of abundance. Now, the dictionary defines abundance as the condition of being in rich supply. Who wouldn't want to be in God's rich supply? Unfortunately, time after time in Scripture, we read of God's people rejecting His abundance and running after worldly pleasures or selfish desires instead. From the beginning, God's plan was for His creation to experience abundance. God created an Eden to be a place of abundance. He told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply. Unfortunately, they rejected abundance by disobeying God. Well, later, God rescued Israel from slavery in Egypt and led them to a new place of abundance, a land filled with milk and honey. Over time, God's people got complacent and rebellious. We read this, you know, over and over in the Old Testament. They were worshiping pagan gods, and worse, they lost their abundance again and ended up in exile. You see, this cycle happens over and over, and as people traded God's blessings for their own convenience, greed, and sin, that seems to be the story of our time as well, doesn't it? Finally, God's promises of abundance reach their fulfillment in Christ, who says that in John 10:10, I have come that they might have life and have it abundantly. You see, Jesus sealed that promise by dying on the cross, taking our sin, disobedience, and shame on Himself. His resurrection broke the power of death once and for all. Now you and I can live abundantly without fear. Now, of course, the story of God's abundance doesn't end with our redemption. Jesus promised His followers that He would return in glory. In John 14:3, He says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to Myself, that where I am, you may be also." So Christians look forward to Jesus' return and ultimately to eternal blessings in heaven. Now, in Psalm 66:12, it says, "We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance." The psalmist was referring to God leading Israel into the promised land, but the same goes for God's people today. Heaven is our promised land, and we look forward to enjoying God's abundance there. Now, that's the good news. You see, whether or not you've read through the whole Bible, you can still experience God's abundance today, and it really has nothing to do with how much money you have. In Christ, we can all experience God's love, His amazing grace, His complete peace, and the hope of heaven. Our gratitude for these blessings should stimulate our praise and our desire to serve and help others too. So I hope maybe today you reflect just a bit on God's gift of abundance as you think about it, search the scriptures, and live in the reality of it. All right, let's head back to the phones to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hi, Carol. Go right ahead.
I'm a widow of 82, and I live on a very low income, just a little over $1,000 a month. I have a little in my savings in case of car problems.
Yeah.
But I feel really lost right now on the whole financial thing. The only thing I have is I own my home.
Okay.
And but I need to know how to make out a will and estate plan, and I can't afford an attorney or a lawyer.
Yeah.
I'm friends that, you know, want to do the estate thing and all with me, but they want a lawyer and attorney.
Yes.
Yeah. So is there someone out there that can help me with all this?
Yeah, there are free will services out there that you can take advantage of, and many of them are online. And I realize that may not be the most comfortable place for you. Are you accustomed to being on the internet, or do you have a family member or friend that could help you navigate that?
I'm not on a computer. I barely can manage my phone. I've really gotten bad with this. I push the wrong buttons, and and I get myself in trouble, you know, more than help. So,
sure. Okay. Well, maybe somebody from church or a friend could help you. I mean, there is a services, including freewill.com, that allows you to make a last will and testament. Given the opportunity, if you have the money, I would encourage you to go to an attorney, but I understand you can't. And so that would be better than nothing. And, you know, they're legal in all 50 states and Washington, D.C. So you can absolutely use a free will service, because we do want to make sure that your wishes are able to be carried out by having a will that's valid and enforceable. And so I think perhaps asking somebody at church, a friend or a family member to help you explore the online tools like freewill.com and some of the others. American Red Cross has some solutions, something called LegalZoom, you know, but I think Free Will is probably the biggest and most well-known, and I think that would be a great tool for you. I realize things are really tight, but are you able to keep your bills paid? Are you kind of going underwater every month?
No, I'm able to keep them paid. A cousin just recently has offered to help me. He gave me a card to help me get my groceries and my gas only.
Okay. That's very kind.
And I get help from the city. I fill out papers, and they help me with my EPB and my water. And then I do vouchers on my property. So I'm doing all that.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job, Carol. Fabulous. What is the value of your home? Do you know?
I think it's $200,000.
Okay. Because the only other option I would throw out, and I wouldn't be quick to do this because I would, you know, first tell you to pray about it, and you may say, no, that's just not for me. I mean, one option for folks in your situation where income is just very low, you know, they're barely making it, covering their expenses, and they're sitting on an asset that could be leveraged, is something called a reverse mortgage, where either by paying you an income stream every month for the rest of your life, or by just giving you a line of credit so you can tap into it if you need it. In either of those cases, it's what's called non-recourse debt, meaning you can never owe more on the reverse mortgage than your home will satisfy. And if you ever did owe more because you lived to 150 and they paid you every month till you're 150 and they paid you more than your house was worth, well, the government would cover the difference between what your home sells for and what you owed. But for folks in your situation, it can be a way to dramatically improve your quality of life because you'd be able to systematically pull a modest, you know, amount out as an income stream from the house. As it's paid out to you, there would be an interest rate that it's attached to it and some fees, and that would grow over time. And then at your death, or if you moved out, the home would be sold, the reverse mortgage would be paid off, and whatever's left would go to your heirs or to charity, whatever you want. But that can be a game changer for somebody in your season of life. Is that something that's appealing to you, or would you rather just continue to own your home free and clear and kind of make it the way you have been? And again, you've been doing a great job.
Yeah, it sounds good, but because of my inability to and concept of money stuff, it all confuses me.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do this. I'm going to make a suggestion. I'm going to connect you at no cost with somebody that's a certified Christian financial counselor. They don't sell anything. They don't have any products. They're just people that love Jesus, and they've been trained to help people manage their finances, set up a budget, pay off debt, you know, think through just the basics of personal finance. They'll connect with you over the phone, and it won't cost you anything. We're going to pay for their time just as our gift to you, and they'll just be there to answer your questions, maybe help guide you through some things that are confusing to you. Would that be helpful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'd be happy to do that. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to have my team get your phone number, and we'll have that person give you a call that, you know, will help you take care of that. And we'll pass along, you know, we had a call from Carl after he heard your question, and he said they have lawyers in his church that would be happy to help you. And so we'll pass that information along to the certified Christian financial counselor so that when he or she, whichever one it is, contacts you, they can make you aware of Carl's church who called in to be a blessing to you. Okay. He's also in Chattanooga,
yes,
by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's in Chattanooga as well. So his church is there in your town, and it sounds like they may be able to help you with that will.
Okay, I would like
right.
that. I would feel better with someone from the church.
Great. So you stay on the line, Carol. We'll get your information and we'll get somebody connected to you to help you. And there's not going to be a cost for any of this. And listen, may the Lord bless you and keep you. And we are so thankful to have you on the program today, and don't hesitate to call back in the future. Let's quickly go to Idaho and we'll finish today with Clarence. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Hi, this is Clarence. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
I got a question. When I was stationed down in Fort Polk and Fort Hood, and I bought houses, we had an insurance that covered if something would happen to me that the house would be paid for. And I can't find those insurances anymore. You know
yes.
anything about that?
Yeah, you know, if you can't find the paperwork for these policies, you can check out something called NAIC.org. That stands for National Association of Insurance Commissioners. And they have a policy search feature that could reveal who the insurers are for these policies so you can contact them directly. It's kind of a central repository or database. So again, you'd go to the internet, go to NAIC.org, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, and use their policy search tool, okay?
Okay, appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Clarence. Hey, God okay. bless you. And thank you for your service to our country, sir. We appreciate it. Well, thanks for listening and for calling today. We covered a lot of ground. Above all else, I hope that we've been an encouragement to you and pointed you back to Scripture, because that's really what it's all about. Hey, thanks to my team today, Robert Sutherland, Robert Youngblood, and Devin Patrick. For those gentlemen, I'm Rob West. This has been Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. May God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.